From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey's deputy premier said Thursday that the state of emergency announced to fight plotters of last week's failed coup may only last up to 45 days, despite being declared for a three-month span. "We want to end the state of emergency as soon as possible," he is quoted and carried by the private NTV television. "If conditions return to normal, then we will take 1 or 1.5 month period at maximum." Turkey imposed a state of emergency as it presses ahead with a crackdown on suspects accused of staging the failed coup, blamed by the government on supporters of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. Russia Thursday slammed a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport to reject an appeal against a ban for doping that will see the track and field team miss the Rio Games. "In my view," this is the sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, speaking to the TASS news agency, he continues to say that his view is that it is subjective and somewhat politicized decision for which there is no legal basis. Meanwhile, the Kremlin expressed deep regret over the move and said it was unfair to ban all athletes from competing at the Games. A Bangladesh court Thursday convicted the exiled eldest son of the main opposition leader for money laundering and sentenced him to 7 years in prison. It's a move that could end his political ambitions. Two high court judges overturned a 2013 acquittal by a lower court of 50-year-old Tariq Rahman. He lives in exile in London and now faces a ban from politics. More details on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News.